producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I've been walking around wearing some of that stuff today. I've been wearing the Scorpion. It just disappears. You put on a jacket, nobody knows you've got buku ammo. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I talk all the time about the bullets. That's something you definitely got to have. You got to have the bullets. You got to have bouillon. You got to have food and water and all that other stuff that goes along with that. And recently, I also I decided to take a hedge again. I have a whole lot of uncertainty about our currency, so I decided to take a hedge on that. And with my next guest's help, we created Lock and Load Gold. And this is a portal to carrot bars where you can buy gold in very low amounts for, you know, if you're talking about buying gold and you're buying it in an ounce and it's $1,200 an ounce, that sort of takes a big hunk out of your wallet. This is not the way of carrot bars. So joining me again from carrot bars is Barb Cole. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So the currency, if Ferguson, Missouri, and I'm now hearing that Oakland, California got involved as well last night. If Ferguson, Missouri, and Oakland, California were to just spread throughout the United States, how long do you think the currency might last? Or would it last?
Yeah, really. I don't know how long it would last, but I'll tell you this. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. The Fed has printed since 2008 $3.3 trillion. And, you know, it's so hard to get your mind around some of these big numbers when they talk about the debt and they talk about how much money has been printed. And one of the ways to kind of think about a trillion, how much is a trillion? If you took 1 million seconds and added them up, you would have 12 days. If you took 1 billion seconds and added that up, you would have 37 or 31 years. So we got 12 days for 1 million. We got 31 years for 1 billion. What would a trillion be? 37,483 years.
Sounds like a distance from Star Trek.
37,483 years. You know, that kind of gives you an idea how much 1 trillion is, and we have printed $3.3 trillion.
Now, did we not, when they did that, did we not take $3.3 trillion out of circulation when we did that? We printed that, left everything else in circulation. Is that what leads to the devaluation of the currency?
Yes, yes. You just keep printing and printing and printing, and as most folks know, in 1971, Richard Nixon pulled us off of the gold standard. So literally, they are pieces of paper with ink on them. And not only are the United States citizens becoming more apprehensive and fearful of it, but so are people around the world. this global reserve currency that we have, the U.S. dollar, is in trouble in a lot of parts of the world. The BRICS nations have set up their own banking system. So all the handwriting on the wall shows a very, very bad picture for the U.S. dollar. So the question becomes, so what do you do? What can you do? And in 2008, when the handwriting became pretty apparent, there was a gentleman by the name of Harold Seitz in Germany who had been in the financial world, and he looked at everything, and not alone, everyone kind of turned to gold. It was like, this is not good. Everything looks like it's going down. The question is when. So his vision was a little bit different, where everybody cranked up the gold and, you know, you can get this and you can get that. He looked at it for the average person. And he said, how many people can afford to buy gold at $1,000, you know, $1,500, $1,800, $2,000? How can, you know, the average person can't afford that? So his idea, his vision was to produce small denominations of gold that the average person can buy. And so he started putting together this company out of Stuttgart, Germany, and in 2011 they really rolled it out. It kind of came to the United States, still in infancy. There's like 240,000 customers and affiliates in the entire world, and they're in 121 countries. But here's what people are doing, and it's so smart. They're taking, whether it's one a week, one every 2 weeks, one a month, they're actually exchanging U.S. currency for these carat bars, which is a credit card size card with 1 gram of pure gold. It's gold bullion, and there's a very, very big difference between the gold coins and gold bullion. So these cards are just absolutely amazing, and as far as people preparing, you got to have some carat bars. You got to have some carat bars in your bug-out bag. You got to have some carat bars at home. If things get difficult in Ferguson, if things were really to get bad in the cities and whatnot, and obviously we're going to go through some turmoil. Well, what are you going to do through that turmoil? One of the things that a few weeks ago, I was sitting with the publisher of our local newspaper. I'm in a small town. And he says, Barb, what are you up to? And I said, well, I'm really having a great time with this new company in gold. And I says, I'm thinking about doing some advertising. Would you accept this as payment? And I whipped out a carat bar, and he looked at it. And one of the really, really neat things about a carat bar is on the side of the bar, on the side of the card, is all the authentication information, along with even a barcode on the back. So embedded in this card is this 1 gram of pure gold. And you know what, Bill? Very few people, have ever held in their hand pure sparkling gold in gold bullion. So he looked at it, and he looked at all the authentication. He goes, gold? Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'll take it in a minute.
We're coming up on the first break. To find out more about this, and there's different levels you can participate. You can buy gold. You can actually become involved with carat bars if you want to. And you can do it all by going to lockandloadgold.com, which Barb was kind enough to set me up with, carat bars. When she says it's embedded, you can actually pry the gold out with like a nail file. It's not something you can't get to. And that all of those codes that she's referring to, that a jeweler will recognize what that is. That's sort of like the ID card for that particular type of gold. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door: the jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. The only holster I carry, the only way I carry ammunition, unless it's on a vest. And I'm going to weave some of those on there, too. There's going to be, I'm replacing everything with scorpions. Everything with scorpions. We'll talk about that later. Joining me again from Carrot Bars is Barb Cole. She was kind enough to help me do something with Carrot Bars. I was able to set up the website Lock and Load Gold. It was so simple, even I can do it with a little hand-holding. With Carrot Bars, I think the very important part of Carrot Bars, when you buy one, you actually are receiving physical gold. You're not receiving a certificate saying it's worth gold. You're not receiving a piece of paper saying you just bought gold. You're actually receiving physical, real deal, straight up bullion.
Are you still there? Yeah, I am, and it's true. Bullion is the way to go. I have to tell you, too, I have really, really enjoyed meeting some of the Lock and Load listeners. I have to say hi to Desert Eagle. He's just a great guy out in New Mexico. But Tim and some of the other ones, there's just a great group of people that are Lock and Load, and now they're getting into gold. And I'm sure that there's lots of folks out there where, you know, the best way to get gold is to get gold for free. And if you open your own little gold savings account, and that's all you do when you register, you're just opening your own little private way to order anytime you want. There's no requirements of any kind. And once you set that up, you might say to yourself, well, gosh, I know some other folks that I think would be interested in this. Some of the other people that I know, and just friends and acquaintances. And if you refer them or tell them about Carrot Bars, you can earn commissions. And you can take your commissions in gold if you'd like. And then what are you doing? You're getting your gold for free.
So let's point out one of the key reasons to consider the gold savings account, and that is shipping, because getting the physical gold shipped to you every time you buy one card can get sort of steep, can't it?
Yeah, it can, because it's all federally FedEx shipped and insured and so forth. So what Carrot Bars does is they offer free storage. So I think right now I've got five or six. Because I'm buying some every week. So I'll just wait till like I have about 10 or 15, and then I'll just ship them all at the same time, which makes my shipping costs very, you know, very low. But getting free gold, referring a few people, if you look at this and you say, wow, I really love this. I love the idea of real gold. And there's so many people that really do love it. Ted Anderson of Midas Resources, who is obviously a big sponsor and a big part of Genesis Communication Network, he was on the air talking about Carrot Bars and how much he likes it and how competitive and great the pricing is. So even other gold companies look at Carrot Bars because of its structure and its ease, and it's an e-commerce business and everything, and they have a lot of admiration. And of course, the reputation and the reputability of Carrot Bars is just like second to none. But it's a wonderful way, if you say to yourself, you know, I'd like to get some gold, here's how you can do it, anytime you want, at a great price with a great company, or maybe I want to try to go for getting gold free. So I'm going to refer a few people over and see what happens. Or maybe you're sitting there and you're saying, you know, another $1,000 a month, another $1,500 a month would mean a tremendous, tremendous help to us right now and would change our lifestyle and give us the security that we really want and we really need. Because the prices keeps going up. And the reason that prices keep going up is that the value of the dollar keeps going down. An ounce of gold, or a gram of gold, I should say, buys exactly the same amount of crude oil that it did 60 years ago. So the value of gold never varies. It is the greatest measure of intrinsic value. But the paper currency, that's what changes and goes up and down. So there's a lot of different ways, Bill, for people to take advantage of Carrot Bars, as I said. And there's just wonderful wonderful things happening with Carrot Bars. One of the things that I love is the way you get paid. You have, Carrot Bars has a private labeled MasterCard, debit MasterCard. And every Friday morning, they dump your earnings on that MasterCard. And you can take that MasterCard to any ATM in the world and stick it in there, and you will get cash. Or, like I did a couple days ago, you can walk into the supermarket and buy your groceries, stick the card in, and they're paid. And it's
or ammo.
Or ammo. That's a great thought. That's a great thought. You can get ammo. You can get whatever you need.
Or more gold. Yeah.
So it's a pretty exciting concept. It's definitely in its infancy in the United States. And this next year, there's a huge push on for what they call K exchanges. And these are merchants, just like they have the little sign on their window, we accept MasterCard, Visa, American Express. Well, soon it's going to say, we accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Carrot Bars. So you'll be able to walk into merchants, and what that means, and for me, this is huge, absolutely huge. What this means is you will not have to take the gold. Like if you have a gold coin, you better get in line to the gold buyers to see what they're going to give you. So you have to switch it to dollars and then take the dollars and go get something. With K Exchange merchants, there's no exchanging to dollars. You will deal direct with the merchandise and the gold.
Yep.
And that's going to be a worldwide push next year to attract more and more K Exchanges. I'd like to see some of the gun stores become K Exchanges. Because guns and gold.
Well, I'm sure that'll catch on. Before we run out, before we run out of time, at Lock and Load Gold, we set up Lock and Load Gold. When you come to me at Lock and Load Gold, I refer you to Barb, and then Barb will set you up any way you want, any way you want. I refer you to her because she knows what she's doing, and she had to hold both of my hands to get Lock and Load Gold to happen. So. We'll do this again. We'll do this again soon because gold is important. Owning real gold is important. Barb, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Oh, great to be with you.
All right, stay safe. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. Time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com, tough as nails.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, while I'm not going to talk about individual incidents that has happened in Ferguson, I am going to talk about what it's going to do in long term. Now, apparently there was also some violence in Oakland, California, as well as Ferguson. And to a certain degree, with the, you know, when you take into account that people came from far away to participate in this, you have to, you know, this is not a spontaneous reaction. This was something that was planned. Now, in Ferguson, the ultimate result is going to be predictable. Stores looted and burned mostly will not reopen in some cases. Store employees will lose their jobs. If they're privately owned, their entire livelihood is done. Their entire life savings were probably sunk in that store. The owners, many of the small businessmen and women, will lose the work of a lifetime. And what will follow will be complaints about food deserts and lack of employment opportunity in Ferguson, and sorry tales of people forced to ride the bus in order to buy life's necessities. Now, Mark Levin, who is a radio guy, and he also writes, I don't write, but he wrote something regarding this. After everything happened, that I think bears repeating, even though it didn't originate from me. If I were a writer, I would have wanted to have written this. He said, Ferguson burns and violence has been unleashed thanks to the reckless liberal media, the lawless administration, especially Eric Holder, exploiting the shooting to smear police departments across the nation, phony civil rights demagogues, race-baiting politicians, and radical hate groups. The lies about how and why Officer Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown started on day one and never ended. The indisputable facts are that Brown was shot because he assaulted a police officer, attempted to take the police officer's pistol, resulting in two close-range gunshots in the police cruiser, then turned around and charged the officer as he was being pursued. The entire event was precipitated by Brown stealing cigars from a local store and assaulting the owner. What we are witnessing now is the left's war on the civil society. And he says some other things about speaking in defense of law enforcement. This is what I was referring to leftist anarchy. This is the same, this whole incident is the same basic playbook, the same basic template as Fast and Furious was, where you manufactured gun running. This is manufacturing racial unrest. If Officer Darren Wilson had gotten a description of a Caucasian fitting Michael Brown's description, and if that had been the guy that had robbed the store, and if he'd had to do the exact same sequence of events, which from the time that he made the call for backup to the time that he was done shooting, that was 90 seconds. It was real quick. Nothing would have been said about this. It would have still been an attack on a police officer, except it would have been done by a Caucasian. What's the big deal? And there shouldn't be a big deal, because anybody that will assault a police officer is a danger to the public, period. This is, it's straight out of the Cloward and Piven book. I swear to God, every time I see something like this, I'm just thinking, going, oh, and the big neon light bulb pops on in my head because it illuminates it so well. They created an incident here, and this incident has long lasting ramifications to these businesses that didn't know who Michael Brown or Darren Wilson was. All of this stuff that happened the other day, Michael Brown's parents got up and called for a little bit of calm. Barack Obama, well, you know, he got out there and said something, but he also, Barack Obama, you know, with Louis Gates, he chided the police for that. Barack Obama doesn't like the cops. He doesn't like the cops. He thinks the cops should, they should be targeted, sort of like the IRS, sort of like the Justice Department. Reward your friends and punish your enemies, he said it. And any sort of agency out there that does things on a non-discriminatory basis, of course, is to be torn down and reshaped, fundamentally transformed. I've seen so many instances, George Bush, when he was flying over Katrina, should have found someplace to land. He should have gone there before the water receded. I don't understand why presidents don't understand they're supposed to lead sometimes. Barack Obama had an opportunity to lead. Instead, today, he's in Chicago trying to push for his amnesty, which has been shoved to the back burner. That's been shoved to the back burner. You think what, I mean, these were all the people in Ferguson, for the most part, as far as I understand, they were Native Americans doing this. What do you think is going to happen when the illegal immigrants get to come in and start demanding their share of the pie, because they're not going to produce anything? Everybody that's going to be getting green cards didn't come to us with education. They're not brain surgeons. But that's what he's doing today. He's out there selling amnesty instead of going to Ferguson, Missouri, where he should be putting in an appearance. Joe Biden should be putting in an appearance with him. Eric Holder should be putting in an appearance. Because to a very large degree, they sort of caused this. They sort of blew the flames. They fed the flames. This is the leftist anarchy they love so much. They don't want to let a crisis go to waste. And if you don't have a crisis and something comes up, well, let's just make one. Let's just make us a crisis, shall we? Let's go with the subterfuge that goes on a daily basis. That kind of thing that they do, by the way. See, I try to look at the world with a very open mind. This is why I don't get out there and say, 9/11 truthers, you guys are full of it. Because I know how government works. I know how government works. That kind of thing, you know, I've never seen any evidence to the 9/11 truther argument, but I realize it might exist. So I go along with what I know happened. I know that certain people got on planes and all that other stuff. But all that's beside the point. This is something that was manufactured. That's all it was. And people that had nothing to do with Michael Brown or Darren Wilson or the Black Panthers or the Muslims that are there or, you know, all of the other outside agitators that are there, the Communist Party is there, all of these guys that are there, they're not there for Michael Brown and his parents. They are there to stir up anarchy, to watch the world burn, because they will descend into the embers and say, there's a better way. There's a way we could have prevented this. Now more than ever, as the carpetbaggers come to your town, to your state, to try to push for universal background checks, this is when the American gun owner needs to stand up and let his voice be heard and say, don't need it, because it's got nothing to do with me. It's not going to stop crime, and I'm law-abiding, so you don't need to regulate me. I'm a free man. Thank you. God gave me the rights. Men can't take them away. This is why we have to remain ever vigilant, just because of this kind of shenanigans that goes on every day. We've got this happening in a small part of the United States. Amnesty gets pushed to the back burner while Ferguson burns. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. I just about said the wrong day. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I'm wearing one now. I wear them. It's the only one I wear. It's the only kind of holster I use. It's the only way I carry my ammo. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I'll get it right. Don't kid yourselves. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Maryland. Yes, sir.
Good morning. Two quick questions, and then I'll comment about Ferguson, if I could.
Certainly.
I purchased gold in small quantities from a Swiss company, and I only caught the tail end of the carrot bar segment that you did.
Right.
Do you actually own any of the carrot bars?
I got five.
The lamination that I have from the Swiss company on the cards that I own, it's not very good. How's the lamination prior to the process was done in a very sturdy manner with the carrot bars? Do you find that to be true?
Well, what I did was when I got the first one, I've got this friend in town that is a big gold dealer and a big gun guy. And he's both on equal levels, so he's huge. And I just took it to him, and I asked him what that meant. And he said he verified, you know, before I brought it to the forefront, I tried to do as much due diligence as I could. Personally, if you're asking me what I think about the lamination, you're asking the wrong guy. That's like asking me... I shave my head. That's like asking me what's the best hair conditioner. I don't know what's good and bad as far as that kind of setup is concerned.
Well, I mean the actual plastic that's on the car. I assume that from how I heard them described from one person that they're a small bar encased on a card, like a credit card that's laminated. And well, I'm just worrying about the plastic process that seals it all.
I don't know that I would call it laminated. It's attached to the card. You can actually pry the gold physically off of it with a nail file, and it puts me in mind of a my debit card.
Okay.
As far as type of plastic, yeah.
Right, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Secondly, I was wondering, did your fan of Anarchy give you a call today? After?
No, he hasn't.
The watered-down version of Anarchy last night on our television sets, because, of course, that was an extremely watered-down version. If we actually had his Anarchy, and this is where I get into my comment, what you saw last night would not have been anything like it was, of course, because, you know, we've got government with guns and people using them to try to stop what was happening. Of course, they didn't do a very good job last night, but in his scenario, we wouldn't have them. So I imagine all kind of horrors would have been bestowed upon us if we had his wonderful form of government.
Well, the thing, you know, his anarchy wasn't even the right word to describe what he was talking about. What he was talking about is a society where good rules all. And as we saw, you know, the whole hedge against anarchy, Tom, is just the fact that me and you and 99.9% of the people in the United States today are just good. We're the ones maintaining the law and order. We're the ones not breaking the laws. We're the ones trying to play by the rules. So,
I was the guy that called yesterday. We discussed
yes, sir.
The different terms and how they're using, you know, the word anarchy as opposed to, you know, as equally proper how some of us are looking at the term anarchy. It's actually, it can be defined in several different ways. So I know where he's coming from. And like I said yesterday, you know, I'm a fan of that if we could ever get to the point where we could actually have that.
Right.
But if I could leave you with this, as far as one of the hurdles, you know, forced multiculturalism, and this is part of the problem that I think you're seeing in Ferguson, is never something that seems to turn out very well. I don't see any problem with multiculturalism when it happens naturally and people find that they can find common ground and live peaceably together. But when you have forced multiculturalism, for instance, when we had busing and when we had a lot of other programs that actually forced very disparate cultures together without giving them a chance to actually truly assimilate and come together naturally. It's like trying to mix oil and water in a lot of cases, and you never get a good outcome that way. And that's why when you have a system that's run the way the framers would really want it to be run, you would have these 50 different mini experiments with government where people could experiment with different ways of living together and getting along. Of course, we've gotten so far away of that, as you astutely pointed out yesterday, with centralized government, that we're kind of left out in this no man's land that clearly is not taking us anyplace good.
Well, I mean, as far as one key point that you pointed out with multiculturalism is assimilation. Now, right now in Sweden, as an example, in 55 districts, the police have ceded control to the Muslim gangs.
Yeah,
and that's because they brought Islam with them.
The word is balkanization.
Right, right.
And that's what we're seeing, yeah.
Yeah, and, multiculturalism never works anywhere unless they, you know, for the legal immigrant that comes in here, legal immigrants that get to the United States are the best citizens. Because they went through the process. And Obama, with what he's doing with his forced multiculturalism and all these other things, is watering it down, and it's a slap in the face of some of the best citizens in the United States, if not the best, because they went through all the stuff to go through it.
I'm second generation American. In fact, my grandmother had to leave most of her family behind in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
And although she did not agree with a lot of policies that America has, she was so proud to be an American and told my mother and my aunt, her sister, you know, you're American now, you speak American, not Czech. Which they regret that they didn't savor some of that old world language. They would have liked to have passed, you know, some of that on. But they were so proud back then to study, to learn. My grandmother knew so much about America, more than, you know, people who had been here for many generations, because they took it as such an honor to be allowed to come here, learn about what America stood for. And you're right, they're such wonderful citizens. And, you know, the men in my family, my grandfather was career military. His father was. My father was career military. I ended up going into the police department. But, you know, I think, like you said, I think you hit on something good. They're wonderful Americans, and they spawn good Americans. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, we've all served this country. And I think you're onto something there about them being very good American citizens.
Well, I mean, you know, I know a few of them. I served with a few in the military. They were willing to go through the military in order to have a chance to become an American citizen. You know, arguably, with what you did and with what your father did and with what a lot of them do, they're putting themselves in harm's way just for a chance to get a shot at that.
I try to remind myself how proud he was, because with each successive generation, I think it's only natural, you tend to get so acclimated with what you have that you start to lose the appreciation that she had, knowing where she came from.
Yeah, don't ever let go of that, Tom, because I bet, is she still with us?
She's not. We lost her about 7 years ago.
I bet right up to the time that of her passing, I bet for years before that, 4th of July meant something big to her, and I bet she flew a flag on occasion and that kind of enthusiasm for being a citizen of the greatest nation on the earth, even today, despite all the watering down we have to endure. Try not to let go of that. Try not to let go. I'm on my mother's side. I am a first generation American, so I know exactly what my grandparents went through, and I try very hard.
Same boat. Yeah.
Yeah. So I try not to let go of it. They were quite proud of themselves. What they
and
managed
I bet
to
you found. I bet you found that they were really world smart. In other words, they could look at things and say, you know what? Don't believe everything that any government tells you. You know, they were on to the idea of America, not into so much the present government, but really the idealism. Because, you know, when you hear people talk about American exceptionalism, the only thing exceptional about America is the ideals that we strive to live up to that were laid down on paper for us. Anything else is nothing. You know, it's those ideals that is what makes America exceptional, and our ability to try to live up to them.
Yep, it's what separates us. I'm about to run out of time, Tom. Thank you very much for your call. You stay safe, please, sir.
Happy holidays to you, sir.
You too. Thank you. All right, folks, we're going to do this again in about 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. Time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com, and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.